My future husband is waiting in Korea, across the world from me.
Korea? I don't even have a kimono.
I knew that's what you chose. Oh my god. I decided to watch the whole, like, this whole episode a second time because I wanted to make sure she said kimono.
Yeah, she said kimono.
Because I was not, yeah. No one bothered to correct her.
No.
That a kimono was a traditional Japanese.
I don't think anyone around her knew.
I bet Charlene knew.
Charlene was so excited to go to... She was more excited to go to South Korea than see Juan Pablo.
Absolutely. Her face lit up when they announced... When Chris Harrison announced it. I always almost call him Chris Hansen. And then sometimes do just call him that, and then no one corrects me.
Wait, I have another clip about South Korea.
But that's not all that's happening this week. Ladies, it is time to pack your bags and grab your passports. You're going to the home of K-pop, Gangnam Style. Ladies, you'll be meeting Juan Pablo in the beautiful city of Seoul, South Korea.
I just love after he says Gangnam Style, Charlene is like, oh my god!
I thought she started cheering after K-pop because she's a music aficionado. That's what I took away from it.
Well, she was excited.
She really was. And let's face it, so were we.
But everyone, no one, like, knew anything about...
No.
So all they kept saying was, South Korea!
Yeah.
Korea! Like, just saying the name of the country they're going to.
So excited to spend time with Juan Pablo in South Korea. Yeah. When do you think they find out? No! Because they have to have some advance notice for these trips, because I feel like you have to get vaccinations. Not necessarily for South Korea, but just like when they go to Africa and...
I'm pretty sure, like, all 25 or whatever...
Mm-hmm. Get all that stuff
in advance, like, of make sure they have passports.
Right. You're right. That's how they do it. That's how the sausage is made.
They're so lucky.
Yeah, I would do this show just for the traveling. But you don't do anything cool. Like, anytime they go to an Asian country, you know they're gonna go to a market. Yeah. It happens every fucking time.
That's all they do.
And the helicopter ride is always in Africa.
There hasn't been a helicopter yet.
Well, they haven't gone to Africa yet.
But usually in California they pull out the helicopter.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like Sean's season, that was like... They really delayed that. That was like...
Really?
I think so. Maybe I'm wrong.
In Desiree's season, that guy showed up first night in a helicopter, didn't he? The rich one?
I was just thinking about Desiree's season, and I don't even remember what the guy who won looks like. Or really much about it, except, like... The guy that she loved, who didn't love
Brooks.
Her back.
Brooks. Yeah.
Brooks.
And then she was like, okay, I guess you're cool, too.
She was absolutely devastated for an entire whole episode, and then the next episode, it was just putting on a brave face and was fine.
Oh, they're getting married. Or are they already married?
I don't know about them, too. They might be
engaged. Still together. Okay, so. South Korea... I just really liked this editing job. Mm-hmm. Nikki was like, Juan Pablo is so intelligent, so funny, and so interesting. And then they keep cutting to him playing carnival games alone. Like, yeah!
Just a little something to tide the editors over and make it all worth it, I guess.
So they go on a group date, and the clue is, like, pop.
Right.
And they're guessing what the date could be. Uh-huh. And they're like, maybe we're making popcorn.
Yeah.
Maybe we're making bubble gum.
Because all the dates on the show are very, like, just low-key, like, sort of day-to-day stuff, like making popcorn. Yeah, that's just, like, kind of... That's really staying true to the history of the show. What they did end up doing was learn a choreographed dance with the K-pop group 21, and then perform with 21 at a Korean mall, I think.
Yeah.
Which, this is probably the first time I've ever really envied a group date and what they get to do. Because that, to me, seemed very fun. I love learning choreographed dances, and, like, if you're gonna, like, learn a dance and, like, perform your little heart out, you want it to be in a place like South Korea where, like, not a single soul, pun intended, knows where you are and what you're doing. Although I know that they're filmed
it's doing televised.
It for this. I know, but it's, like, it's not, like, doing it for a school play in front of your peers. It's, like... In the moment, you're in front of an audience of, like, screaming, excited teenagers yeah. who don't know you but are very excited that you're there. That seems amazing to me.
I understand how that could be amazing, uh-huh. but I would not be yeah. amazed.
A couple of the girls were less than amazed and less than
well,
excited.
I would be kind of unhappy, but I would not. Do what Nikki did. She was
yeah.
really annoying about it.
She was being a fucking
because you have to know that you're gonna do stuff like that on the show.
Well, she just came across as very negative throughout the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
And not... Like, she kept on saying that she was upset that she couldn't spend alone time with Juan Pablo, but she just came across as the type of person who, like, just... seems really entitled and, like, just wants to have what she wants just, like, for the sake of it, not because she wants the thing.
Yeah.
So she just didn't want to, I don't know, have to play by someone else's rules. She came across as really lame.
And, she did.
Yeah.
And I don't know why he gave her the rose, because I know that came across, and he's, like, loves dancing.
Mm-hmm.
He loves fun.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he
I don't
be
know.
Into that?
It didn't make any sense to me either. I don't know. Unless that's just kind of a rose to kind of keep the drama, like to ensure that the drama continues for a little longer. Because.
Mm-hmm. Oh, when she. At the. Rose ceremony thing
mm-hmm.
when they were like girls who already have roses will not like
yeah.
talk to him tonight
yeah.
just out of respect
uh-huh.
and then she goes and steals
yeah.
him away
yeah but I mean not only that like I don't think that made that endeared her to anyone certainly but I think before that it's very obvious that she like looks down on a lot of the other girls in the house and they can tell, and I think they just don't like her for that reason.
She was
and they shouldn't.
Talking about Kat, like, making fun
mm-hmm.
of her, and they showed Cassandra's face, and she was just, like, not having
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't want to talk about this.
Yeah, she was completely silent. It was great. She won my respect for that. For
mm-hmm.
not stooping
for
to
the,
that level.
The dancing part? It was weird how.
Yeah, we gotta talk more about the dancing.
So Kat was like
the dancer.
Star.
Yeah.
But Cassandra was a professional dancer.
Cassandra was like. Anytime they had a close up of her dancing, it was obvious that she was a competent dancer, but she seemed to be holding back.
She wasn't really trying.
She could have tried a lot harder. I was like kind of looking forward to seeing her. Her dance moves.
I mean, I didn't understand that because Juan Pablo kept being like, well, we're not dancers.
Yeah.
And, like, this is just for fun. Right. But Cassandra was a professional dancer.
And, I mean, Kat seemed to have... seemed to be really good, too.
She was really good. That kick she did when they first had to show off their moves.
She did a really involved little routine, a little mini routine. I thought she seemed fun.
Yeah, it was so sad when Nikki was making fun of her. Mm-hmm. And then they show what they're talking about on their mm-hmm. little date.
Mm-hmm.
And she's talking about her alcoholic dad, like, why she's afraid to show her real feelings. Yeah. So now we know, like, why she puts on the show.
Yeah.
And Nikki's saying that that's fake.
I also think it's ridiculous of Nikki to say that because it's a very... I think the right attitude going into the show is to really commit to everything you're doing and be really all out and enthusiastic.
Uh-huh.
And it's not, like, an authentic situation or a situation that allows for much authenticity. So, I mm-hmm. don't know. Like, whatever it
you're
is
right. Kat's like,
doing
Nikki,
to cope makes a lot of sense to me.
Nikki doesn't want to play along. She just wants to be, like, to get whatever she wants.
Yeah, she just wants to show up and just... have Juan Pablo just be infatuated with her without
and
her
it works.
Having to...
She's pretty, and mm-hmm. she probably got that her whole life.
Mm-hmm.
But it's super annoying.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think Juan Pablo is especially into her. I think this is just the way the storyline has to go for a little while.
Okay.
I truly do.
Elise was going on about being a good mother again.
I know, that, well, she plays that card the most, but they all, like, when they want to badmouth another girl, that's what you kind of say.
Yeah, they were saying that about
caring,
Charlene, or, too.
Yeah, like, they couldn't see her being a good mom, and I don't think that's their call to make.
Yeah, they were
obviously.
Like... I can't see Charlene being mm-hmm. spit up on.
Yeah.
And changing diapers.
Uh-huh. They're doing, like, classic, like, mean girl, like, saying a mean thing, but, like, making it seem like it's just an observation about, like, the person.
Mm-hmm.
When it's really pointed. I don't know. Yeah, they all do that, and it's really, like, obnoxious that they make it about being a good mother.
Yeah.
But yeah, Elise did it the most, and then she fucking paid for it. She got...
Uh-huh.
She didn't get a rose.
She brought it up to Juan Pablo.
Yeah. That was such a bad look.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of like that he shut it down.
Me too.
I think that's what kind of clinched it.
Mm-hmm.
He really, for how blank of a person he seems a lot of the time, he has, like, a no-bullshit... Like, he's got, like, a filter for, like, bullshit. And, like,
yeah.
He just kind of, he can sense it and, like, I don't know.
I think you're right. It's, like, it's not about finding, like, the perfect mother.
Yeah. It's about finding someone who's willing to, who's going to try to be a good mother.
Yeah, and who you really get along with and, I don't know, it shouldn't be number one.
Mm-hmm.
Is she a good mother?
Because
if you're not compatible, not that, like, maybe he'll have a great love come out of this.
Yeah.
But, like, in the real world, that's what it would
totally
be.
So what else?
Okay.
A lot happened.
Charlene had a one-on-one date.
Yes. And that was... I mean... Obviously, we love her, but that really was the highlight of this episode, I think. Because it just...
It was emotionally...
charged.
Yeah.
It really was.
Their dinner.
Uh-huh. And she was kind of, like, shy, but, like, joking with him, and, like, just, like, sort of, I don't know, flustered at his attention, and actually felt like he was listening to her talk.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, relating to her, even if he couldn't, like, even if he wasn't relating to her with words, I actually felt like he understood what she was, where she was coming from, and, like, connected.
I hope so.
I really think so.
Because she said that he wasn't bland mm-hmm. at one point, and he didn't know what that meant.
Uh-huh.
And then I was thinking, wait.
She thought...
How much of what she says does he understand?
Right. I mean, you're right. I think, but the way he was kind of, like, listening to her talk, I felt like he was getting it on a level, like, another level.
Yeah.
That, like, we haven't really seen.
Like, their dinner when she was very honest about kids.
Yeah.
He seemed to, like, get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was, like, nodding and, like, before she even, like, kind of finished what she was saying. He was kind of like, yeah.
He was like, totally I know what you're going to say.
Yeah. And he sounded like he really did know. It wasn't fake, like, so much of this show is just, like, people talking at each other without, like, taking in what the other person is saying. And I felt like he really was absorbing it.
I agree. But we should explain. So Charlene says, she explains how she dated a man with a kid before, and it was hard for her because that man had experienced a first with someone else, and it would never be her.
Which, that's a real...
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
I thought she was gonna say something, I don't know, like that she didn't like kids or something mm-hmm. really dramatic, but...
Yeah.
That was, like, really honest.
Yeah. Yeah, it made me just... It just reaffirmed everything I feel about her. I'd also like to go back to when she said he wasn't bland. Because it made me feel like she'd been thinking that he was bland. And then she was like, alright, maybe he isn't.
Yeah.
And then, like, kind of, like, verbalized that. And then luckily he didn't understand.
Yeah, she said something...
Because it was kind of revealing.
She said, after lots of research, mm-hmm. I've decided that Juan Pablo is a good person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's just realizing this now.
She wasn't sure.
But all the other girls are, like, in love already.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, he's an okay human.
Yeah. I don't know yet. Jury's still out. Update. I think I like him.
She didn't even say that she liked him. Mm-hmm. So he's a good person.
She chooses her words very carefully. She says exactly what she means.
Uh-huh.
You gotta read between the lines a little, because I don't know, like, she won't say something bad, but, like, you can sort of tell what she thinks by what, like, she doesn't say.
Mm-hmm.
She's not very, like, over the top. Or, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, gushy about how she feels. Which is why she's the fucking best.
She didn't know what Bea meant.
That wasn't her. That was
both
Andy.
Of them.
What?
They both said, what does that mean? It's like, Charlene, you should know this.
You're a woman of the world.
Even if you don't know Spanish.
Del Mundo.
That.
It's like, universally, it's like, everyone knows what that is.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that she didn't understand that. I didn't hear that part, I guess. But I definitely remembered Andy.
Yeah, Andy says it too.
I kind of also think that she did know what it was, but, like, wanted mm-hmm. him to say that she was beautiful.
In English.
Tell me how beautiful I am in a language
my friends will know.
Yeah. So all of America can know for certain that you think I'm beautiful. I need that. Jesus Christ. There's so much in this episode.
Well, there was another group date. Oh, well, Charlene sang a little.
She did. It was very, very good.
It was nice.
Juan Pablo kind of interrupted her as she was singing to tell her she was doing a good job, which was weird. It made me feel like he didn't really appreciate it.
I don't think he did. I think he just wanted to something to do.
Yeah. And then got bored. I also think, like, of course the episode where she finally sings for him is, like, in this tea house with, like, perfect, like, acoustics. So contrived. I was laughing.
Me too.
I feel like the tea house was a good choice for Charlene, though. Like, that was the right place to take
her. Did they even drink tea?
I don't know.
I didn't see any tea.
But it was, like, just the right environment for her to be in.
Okay, so the second group date was... They did all these Korean things.
Mm-hmm.
They did karaoke.
Mm-hmm. So, like, all things that, like, Americans associate with, like...
Yes.
Asia.
It was...
Not even... I mean, well, Korea. Karaoke is obviously Korean.
That's exactly what it was. They didn't even try to, like, do anything.
They never do. They go to the marketplace.
Yeah, they went to the marketplace. They... They went how many miles to Korea? Like, thousands?
Yeah.
And they come across another photo booth with wacky props in it.
Yep. Just, maybe that'll be, like, sort of, like, the linchpin. Just, like...
in every country.
In the different places they travel. Like, there's gotta be a photo booth.
With, like, sunglasses and hats in it.
Yeah.
But the marketplace, when Claire is like, please tell me we're not eating octopus. Mm-hmm. I was like, almost yelled.
It's yeah.
Like, of course, she's a picky eater.
Yeah.
And I hate that.
Uh-huh. And as a couple of the girls pointed out, squid isn't even, she didn't want to eat octopus or whatever. Mm-hmm. Not that exotic.
No.
Like, you could get a lot more, like, if you're squeamish about food, that's like, you know.
Allie said, you can get that at any Italian restaurant down the street in Chicago.
I know, I love that.
Me too.
She's right. Allie's right.
Really, any Italian restaurant.
Uh-huh.
It's not that weird.
It's not a delicacy. I mean, it's, you know, it's somewhat of a delicacy, but... It's not even that tied to Asian food, especially.
But...
You can get it in Spanish food. I don't know.
I feel like part of it, she was doing it for attention.
Of course.
But also, I feel like she eats just, like, really mm-hmm. boring things.
Probably.
In her real life.
I'm sure. Yeah.
She sucks so much.
She's really bad. I don't know, she creeps me out a little. Like, I would feel really uncomfortable being around her.
I would too. She scares me.
She's, yeah. Play a clip.
Of all the crazy things you can eat in the world, she's scared of octopus. Like, you can get that at an Italian restaurant down the street anywhere in Chicago.
Claire is the most dramatic person I've ever seen. Her piece was literally this big. And I know you've swallowed bigger things than that.
Do it.
Oh, I can't believe it. Kelly had the last word there. That's for sure. Is that her name?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's always, like, throwing these like, insults out.
She's, like, this... Not a Southern Belle, but, like an archetype of, like a specific Southern person that's always, like, I don't know, being sassy.
Has, like, a funny one-liner.
Yeah. But she doesn't, it kind of sucks because she seems kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm revising my opinion of her because I
kind of am, too.
Because, like, the dogs, like, the dog, like, the dog lover identity hasn't really figured very prominently, so I'm learning to like her.
I just realized.
It's the same person.
Where is the dog?
I don't know.
Why didn't they bring it to Korea?
Well, I'm glad that they didn't. That wouldn't have been right.
No, but they really never, they still haven't talked about that.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we're going to get a chance to hear more about it, because I don't think she's long for this world.
I don't think she's sticking around.
No.
And I needed to know what she does for a living. Mm-hmm. And why she's here, and why she's alive.
Mm-hmm.
And everything about her.
Yeah, absolutely. But she's been fun to have around.
Mm-hmm.
For the confessionals.
Yeah, that's where she shines.
Her strong suit.
She's like the producer's dream.
Yeah.
Like, not afraid. She said whore on the last mm-hmm. episode. No one ever does that on this show.
Yeah, she's good. We're at that weird transitional place in the season where he keeps on not giving roses to people who, like, have had a lot of screen time. And then there are these, like, people still around. And you're just like, what are they, who even are they? Like, they haven't, nothing,
mm-hmm.
they haven't had any sort of thing
I know,
yet.
And I don't know if that means, I don't know what that means. If they're gonna, like, develop something, or if that just means they're going home.
I don't think that ever happens, unless you can think of an example.
What?
Where, like, someone late in the season starts to kind of become distinctive and, like, pull ahead of the other girls.
Catherine, like, I liked her from the beginning, mm-hmm. but it took them a really long time.
See, I always kind of felt like he liked her pretty obviously all along. But I don't know. Maybe not.
So Juan Pablo all of a sudden decides that he doesn't want to kiss any more girls.
Because mm-hmm. he's kissed 6.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to kiss
so
20.
So 7 is the cutoff
right.
for him.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't want to kiss 7 to be a good role model for Camila. So tonight he's not kissing anyone new.
And Camila, like, does he not know that he doesn't have to Camila doesn't have to see a single minute of the show.
True.
First and foremost, like, he can kiss whoever he wants, and she would be none the wiser. That's all up to him.
And it's like, what? Why draw the line at 7?
Mm-hmm.
So you already kissed Claire, so you can kiss her again, because
mm-hmm.
she doesn't bump up your head count.
I swear to God, though, I think he kissed her in their, like, during their one-on-one time so he didn't have to listen to her talk.
I really hope so.
Me too.
It just doesn't make sense, though.
No, it makes no sense at all.
And then, what's her name? Lauren,
mm-hmm.
like, puts herself out there,
yeah.
tries to kiss him.
She's rebuffed.
That is so embarrassing.
It was really embarrassing. I thought she kind of didn't really have a grasp on what was going on at all. And it wasn't that, like, he wouldn't kiss her. It was that, like, she was never gonna make it very far. And
yeah.
he hadn't had, like, paid her any special attention before this. So it was, like, really any day now. So that, like, she seemed not to understand that. And it sucks because she thought she really fucked up and I felt bad.
That's what I was like, you didn't fuck up at all.
Yeah.
You didn't make a mistake mm-hmm. because that's not, like, what set you home.
Right.
It was being too forward.
Yeah. It was that he just never liked you to begin with that much.
So that's better.
It's comforting. Chin up.
So now, but now we know, like, the cutoff to when you're, like, a slut
mm-hmm.
is 7.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
I think we're all sluts then.
Well, I've never kissed six within the week period.
No, neither have I. But we're still young.
Oh. Claire, going back to Claire's one-on-one date time. She's like, she admits that she threw up in her mouth when she ate the octopus. And then they kiss and she goes, "Do I have chocolate breath?"
Yeah.
And I screamed. Because that was worse than "You taste like snow."
You taste like snow. Ugh, she's awful.
Do I have chocolate breath? That's not a bad thing.
I mean, come on, you know that's not a bad thing.
It's not.
She knows that it isn't. She's just being, like...
cute.
Yeah. Ugh. She needs to get away.
She's disgusting.
I hate her. She really offends my sensibilities. Like, what is there to say? I don't know.
Like...
I wish we could just play, like, longer clips of her talking. Because she just has, like, psycho... like, speech patterns.
She does.
She... like, she always talks like she's in a musical.
Yeah.
Like, on stage.
And her eyebrows are always, like, raised.
Uh-huh.
Like, and she's acting.
I hate her hair. I hate her hair. Dude.
It's really perfect.
It's... yeah.
Well, she's a hairstylist, I think.
Oh, okay. I bet she's, like, kind of a fun hairstylist. Like, she, like, you can sit in her
chair for 45 minutes.
Gap with her. But that's all.
And then you leave don't see her for months.
For months, yeah. That would be the ideal sort of setup to interacting with her, I think.
Maybe she would be open to that sort of thing with Juan Pablo.
Maybe.
Oh, but Andy got the rose on that group date.
I was so happy about that.
Me too.
Because it was a real fuck you to Claire, first of all. And I really felt for a time that he was super into Andy, and then she kind of got, like, left behind a little, and I was like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to have, like, a little good thing going.
No, they do. She'll be around.
Yeah, they picked it back up again. She's gonna be... I bet she's gonna be in the top three.
I do, too. They have, like, a cute...
a good back and
dynamic.
Forth.
Yeah.
That was another... their rapport, I actually, like... I was like, I buy this.
Yeah, this is, like, when I start to love the show. Mm-hmm. Because this part in the season.
Yeah.
Because that starts happening, and also the... fighting between the women.
Mm-hmm.
It's just priceless.
Although it's so funny to me how, like, there's, like, such a formula to it. Like, when they start, when, like, certain people start kind of distinguishing themselves for being, like, either crazy or just bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Or crazy bitches. And it's always around this time. And then they all comment on it. Like, about that sort of tide changing in the house.
They do.
Yeah.
So they're
aware
of
it. In tune to, like, I don't know, the sea change or whatever. A lot of ocean metaphors right now, sorry.
But watching Claire, like, my face gets...
it's just a, yeah.
Like a scowl
I
or
know.
Like a snarl.
Mm-hmm. And we shouldn't even get that pissed about her, because she's going home soon. In the next, like, maybe not next week, but...
she has to be.
I feel like the episode after. You know, you can't let the... you gotta let the stuff roll off your back, because... like...
she's not a serious
threat.
She'll get weeded
out. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, let's talk about their dresses. Do you remember any of them?
Well, I remember Nikki's dress.
At the rose ceremony.
Okay, wait.
Because there were three that I really liked. Cassandra was in a floor-length neon yellow dress.
I remember thinking she looked, like, facially beautiful. I don't remember the dress. I don't think I remember any of the dresses. I'll go back.
Okay. It's not that important.
I'm sorry that I can't meet you halfway on this.
I just really liked some.
And who else?
Charlene, of course.
Right.
It was floor length again.
Uh-huh.
Like, neutral leopard print.
Oh, that sounds good.
Like, not traditional mm-hmm. leopard colors. Mm-hmm. And then Danielle, who is Danielle? Like, are we gonna get to learn about her?
Get out. It's like, Danielle, get out.
Or, like, something happened. Yeah. I don't know.
That's why, it's like, I understand why he, like, didn't give Elise the rose. But I feel like, why let Danielle stay then? Did Kat get to stay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I couldn't remember if she got voted off. This always baffles me. It's just, like, I, as a viewer of this show, know who's a non-issue and, like, who doesn't matter. So why don't those girls get voted off in, like, one sitting?
I mean, it's weird because that, like, they taped the show and then the way they edit it, like, they can make a bigger deal out of certain girls.
That's true.
But then I don't understand, like, why we don't see anything of Danielle this mm-hmm. whole time.
Mm-hmm.
If she's around for so long.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know more.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree.
Well, she was wearing a crop top.
And you thought you liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because she was showing some midriff.
Yeah, that's nice.
But I don't know who the hell she is.
She hasn't had one thing to do.
No. She was on the dancing K-pop date, and they showed her, like,
yeah.
for a second.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, Elise and Lauren went home. Elise looked so funny walking away in that dress.
In that dress. That's why, like, these girls, they gotta know, like, where it is. This has nothing to do with being slutty exactly, but, like, wear a dignified dress so, like, you can face rejection, I don't know, like, in a not, ugh. Like, she was wearing, like, this crazy, like, mermaid-y kind of dress that was short in the front and had, like, a shorter skirt.
The skirt part
and a train.
Had a slit.
Yeah.
And the slit opens to a, like, mini skirt
yeah.
made out of gold sequins.
Yeah.
So she was holding it,
yeah.
like, open.
Uh-huh. And if you can barely walk in your shoes and you're holding your dress so you don't trip while you're basically, I don't know, it's just hard to watch.
Yeah.
That's the point.
It looked horrible. But, and then Lauren was saying, oh, Elise called the girls ugly on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say Elise is ugly on the inside.
I kind of would too.
Yeah. Her and Nikki have the same sort of issue. Like, mm-hmm. just negative about the other girls, but, like, not really doing, like, not really, like, going out on a limb to, like, impress the man that they're mm-hmm. apparently, like, so concerned, like, with his well-being and, like, I don't know, like, what,
like,
he
why
wants
are
in a
you
wife.
Concerned?
Yeah.
Why do you need this for him so mm-hmm. badly? You just met him.
Mm-hmm. Like,
I know this is obvious, but Charlene really goes about it the best that I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just treating it truly like dating
yeah.
someone,
mm-hmm.
even though it's a really weird situation.
Yeah.
She's, like, courting him.
Yeah. I agree. I don't know, like, I think this show just attracts the kind of personalities that, like, just kind of want to rag, like, want to hate on other girls.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. Elise and Nikki both just look for excuses not to like the girls in the house. And I don't think that's going to... I don't think that will work in Nikki's favor much longer.
It never does.
It never does. One thing you could say about the show is that, like, that behavior isn't, like... It's not rewarded.
Yeah.
Usually pretty nice people...
That's true. ...are the ones
who make it far.
They're not as fun to watch, but...
Right. But... I don't know.
Okay. Well... I don't know... We went on for a long time. We were going to try to make this short because it's like 1:30 in the morning.
It's shorter than it normally is. By 20-ish minutes. A little less than 20 minutes. I'm exhausted.
All right. Let's end it.
Yeah. We'll be more energetic next week and we'll have tons of cool insight to offer. This is maybe it's an off week. I don't know.
I thought it was great.
Okay.
But
good. Bye. Good night, guys. Bye. Ding dong, ding dong. Juan Pablo, can I have some cookies?